So we're going to do a meditation now and hear from Kryon. And I think it's a beautiful segment that we had just before. You have to warn me because I always get emotional when you say that. It's so touching, that story of what can happen, what is possible when you tune into an energy that is bigger than you. And so I invite you in this moment to close your eyes and tune into what is happening in your body. And I invite you to relax your head, relax your shoulders, relax your arms and your hands, relax your chest, relax your abdomen, relax your back. Relax your legs, relax your knees and your calves, relax your feet, and feel any tension within your body dissolve away, and allow the chair to support you, and feel the nurturing love and support that's around you in this moment. As you take time to tune into yourself and feel that connection to something that lies bigger. It can come from whatever name you decide to call it. The great creator of everything is always ready to come forward with your invitation. And so as we tune in to this energy that is always around us, we invite the messages of Kryon to come forth.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a beautiful energy to be with those who would open themselves to perhaps there is more than what they know, or perhaps than what they've been told. You live in a time that is changing. New paradigms are starting to occur. New ways of thinking. And some of the things that I told you long ago are starting to become reality. You will hear my partner speak of this two more times. Those who believe this planet is suffering and going into places that are dangerous and negative and fearful are experiencing exactly what I said would take place. Something happens when light occurs. When you put it in your own reality, if you go to a place in your home that hasn't been touched for a very long time, perhaps it's in the basement, perhaps it's just simply in a darkened storage area, and you start moving things, you start to see what has always been there. Perhaps there's bug, dirt, rodents. Perhaps there's ugly things, and you immediately say, all of this has been there, let's get rid of it, so let's clean it up. But the fact is, in your home, it's always been there. Now that the light has shined upon it in a way that you ask for it to, it looks ugly. This is what the planet is looking like at the moment. And we told you, not only do things start to show when the light is being turned on, but there are those who want to keep it in the dark. They will try to shut the light off again so you cannot see it. Things are starting to be exposed, ugly. But because of the exposure, there is then fear, anxiety, action. And then there are those who say, we got to clean it. And we told you when this would occur, and it has. We told you to be ready for what you didn't expect, and it's occurring. There are those who would love to take you back to 1943, and the war that is on the planet right now looks just like it. This is their reaction. Don't let the light show. Don't let things that I don't know about become my next door neighbor. And you see it. And it's what I told you. If you start to understand that it's a reaction to the light and that light will win, it starts to change what you believe the outcome might be. Instead of cowering down in fear, perhaps it's time to show more light. All of these things are metaphor, and some say, well, it's awfully simple-minded. What if I told you that spreading light is easy? It has to do with compassion and kindness and looking at things perhaps in another way. All of that is possible. You have choices today like you never had before. I want to give you some physics, some history. I want to take you to places that you didn't expect. I'm going to call this the case for divinity. These are the kinds of channels that physicists love, because I'm going to give you some information that flies in the face of anything today that is being seen as the truth. How do you describe that which is the creative source? That creative source that always was before the universes were ever created. Such a difficult thing for any human being to even conceptualize. An energy, immense, more than immense, bigger than you can imagine, immense. And if you could define the energy, it would be undefinable. If you could put it into your three-dimensional constraints, it would be pure love. And that's all there is. You might say in the eternal blackness, and yet it's in the eternal light. It is undescribable, unexplainable, and there it is. Today, it goes by many names, many names. You've often called it God. That's your perspective. In this tiny little planet where you think you're alone. And back before even time was time, before you could have the concept of time, in a source which had no dimensions because that wasn't even defined yet, that source of love created what we will call the multiverse. As you look out among the cosmos at the moment, you're still not aware of what might have happened to create your universe. You're not aware that there are many universes, and there are. Unconceivable, even for you, to look at how big your universe is. Think of many of them. And the question might be, well, where are they? And the answer is yes. Each one is dimensionally specific. They could be on top of one another and you would never know it. And every so often, these multiverses collide in a very interesting way, not physically, but in dimensions. I will say there is something called dimensional membranes. That would be the energy of the dimension that surrounds the dimension. Think of your universe being in some kind of an invisible bubble. And that bubble was its own dimension, or the dimensions that are yours. Other universes may be actually part of this, but ever so often, they come together in an unusual way where the membranes of dimensionality collide. And it's not physical collision. It's not matter on matter, it's dimensional collision. And when that takes place, an enormous amount of physical energy is released. And from one universe to another, or even two to one, they simply explode into a new one. That, my friends, is the Big Bang. The Big Bang, even today, is coming under question. It should, because it doesn't make sense, does it, that from nothing, suddenly there would come everything? More than unexplainable, almost foolish. And yet that was what you thought. Because everywhere you look, it seems to have come from one source and exploded from that way. I just told you why. As your universe started and became still another universe, the chemistry and all the physics of it was unique. It had its own dimensional twist, you might say, to become the universe that you see today. Now, here's something else for physicists. When you have two or more multiverses which have unique dimensionalities come together to explode into another new one, often you have multi-dimensions involved. So whereas you think you know what dimensionality you're in, right now on this planet, for instance, you're in four, even though scientist says there's 11 or more. You know that something else is there, perhaps invisible, the way things work, that you don't work with every day. But let me tell you something that physicists will discover. Through your technology in the future, you'll be able to look perhaps at some of these many galaxies that you're just now starting to discover. With your new technology, you look into what was formerly black sky, and it reveals a million more galaxies. It takes your breath away. But as your technology even gets better, you'll be able to examine them with new tools. Not necessarily to see them, but to know the attributes of them. And it may startle you, physicists, to know that some galaxies don't have the same physics that yours does. That is a holdover from the membrane collision. When it takes place and it's reported, I want you to remember this channel. How big is that creator? How much love is there? And what happened next? In every galaxy, this one included, the chemistry involved in creation would eventually be available to come together in its own way to create life. Life is everywhere, dear ones, everywhere. When you begin to find it, and you will, microbial in your own solar system, perhaps oceans and life on moons, of other planets, when you find it, will you be surprised? Most will not. But that will lead you instantly to the idea that you're not alone. The kind of life you have on this planet was not that hard to start. On this planet, it took 5 tries before you got photosynthesis. You were a little behind the curve, as we say. And there were so many other planets in this universe, in the solar systems that you can't even see with a telescope, that developed like you. The chemistry was the same. The physics was the same. They didn't necessarily develop into multi-arms and 14 eyes and 13 legs. They developed into creatures that look a lot like you, because that's the chemistry. And that's the physics. And it isn't different anywhere in this universe and this galaxy that would create something so different for you. When you meet them, they'll be like you. Does that shock you? They're everywhere. Put so far apart, however, that it would take something like very high technology, or perhaps more than technology, I will call it soul energy, the attributes of divinity to be able to travel from one place to another through that which you've called entanglement, through that which is more than physics, but is borderline magic to you now. And that's where you'll meet them probably first. It happened here. When that soul energy, I'll call it soul energy for the first time, the love energy that was always there, bigger than you can imagine, that creative source, when it was there, it created something else. Billions, trillions of pieces of itself. It would then go to a planet and be part of the life that developed. Every single planet that had the kind of life that you have had an awakening moment where it went from biology to divinity, and a soul was given. Yours was no different. What is your creation story? Think about it. In this part, culture, of where I sit, it's the Adam and Eve story. Humans that didn't have divinity, looking just like you, got it. And everything changed. If you ask indigenous all over this planet, they will have their own creation story. But it goes just like that. Humans looking just like them received divinity. This is when that which you call God came down and gave you something you didn't have, a soul. For this planet and this earth, you can track it back and you can actually see it scientifically. It was the time you went for 24 pairs of chromosomes to 23. Something happened. Track it, you'll see. You are not like you started. Each one of you has a divine soul. That is taught by almost every system of belief. But humans did something that most do. They saw the divinity. They believed there was a creator. They called it God. But they made it like the only thing they knew. Human. And they took that love source that created all the multiverses and they made a human out of it, a father. And the fathers of the planet all featured discipline, rules, reward, punishment. And that became this beautiful love source. You humanized God. From the very beginning, this was done. The Greeks were the best. They made their gods dysfunctional. So the gods went out and stabbed each other and all the numbers of things. This was God to you. A dysfunctional God that loved you so much that you would torture your children forever if you didn't do things. I don't want to insult any of you because that's starting to change. But dear ones, to this moment, it's like you were all playing with toy dolls. And God was one of them. And you had no idea that it was so much bigger. And what you could do with the divinity in you when you dropped all of the humanistic parts that you've been told. Is it something you're ready for? To drop the idea that perhaps there is a God who would punish you ever. There isn't. Instead, there is a God that wants you to step into your soul and meet that which is the bigger you, perhaps for the first time. Isn't it interesting that almost all humanity, when they arrive, looks for something bigger? It's intuitive. And what if that bigger thing was a bigger you? I'm going to stop there. And continue in the circle of 12 and what it means and what it is. I've done this today to give you a bigger picture of a reality. I've included the science so that when it becomes proven, you may look at this channel and say he was right. And if he was right about that, maybe everything else was correct as well. That loving source that created that which is you included you as the creator. Part of that loving source that created the multiverses is inside you and always will be. You were there when that happened, when that creation took place, before the multiverses were made, and you will be here forever, long after this universe is gone. That is the love of the Creator. There is no punishment, only unconditional love and compassion for you. Why don't you get to know it? Not that hard. I'm Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.